Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much Prabhuji for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Today Prabhuji is enlightening us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam verse 4.29.9 and 10. I hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radhika Mataji.
Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji.
And you're where?
I'm from Baltimore, Prabhuji.
Baltimore, all right.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Anyway, it's a great... To all of you, straight from Sri Vrindavan Dham, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna from all of us, Prabhuji.
We hope that you're all well and safe. We're safe here in Vrindavan Dham, locked in with Krishna and Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar and Gaur Nitai. So it's an honor and a great pleasure for us to be with all you here tonight and serve you in this way. So before we start the class, as Srila Prabhupada always did wherever he went in the world, he would chant this beautiful bhajan of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we'll all chant and relish this wonderful description of Braj. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari 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 Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari 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 Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari 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 Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari 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 Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Brajajanarandana, Yashodanandana. Brajajanarandana, Yashodanandana. Brajajanarandana, Yashodanandana. Brajajanarandana, Jamuna. Siravanachari, Yamuna. Siravanachari. Yamuna tira vanachari, Yamuna tira vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Sri Sri Radha Madhava Ki Jai. So again, we welcome you to this beautiful sangha and hope that you're all well and safe and taking advantage of this wonderful month of Purushottam that just started a couple of days before, and increasing your Krishna consciousness. So today, one of the things I was talking about, the glories of Purushottam month from Padma Purana, it describes how Krishna told that one of the things to do during Purushottam month is to study Srimad Bhagavatam and study Srimad Bhagavad Gita, especially 15th chapter, Purushottam Yoga. So anyway, we were reading today from the fourth canto, 29th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Akshini nasike asyam iti pancha pura krita krita dakshina dakshina karna utara chotara smita paschime tiyaddo devo Budam Shishnam Uhochate. So it's the two eyes, two nostrils, and a mouth, altogether five, are situated in the front. The right ear is accepted as the southern gate, and the left ear is the northern gate. The two holes or gates situated in the west are known as the rectum and genital organ. So we'll read that again. This is description of the city of, we're describing the city of nine gates in these two verses. So, two eyes, two nostrils and a mouth, altogether five, are situated to the front. The right ear is accepted as the southern gate and the left ear is accepted as the northern gate. The two holes or gates situated in the west are known as the rectum and genital organ. The purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Of all sides, the eastern is considered most important, primarily because the sun rises in that direction. In fact, we're sitting here in Vrindavan facing to the east. The gates on the eastern side, the eyes, nose, mouth, are thus very important gates in the body. So we're facing to the east, so our eyes, our two eyes, two nostrils, and our mouth, five senses, they're facing to the east, which Prabhupada says here is the most important because that's where the sun rises. So majority are facing to the east. So not much purport here. We'll go to the next verse. Kadyot avir muku chatra netre ekara nirmite rupam vibrajitam tabhyam vichaste chakshureshvara. The two gates named Kadyota and Avirmukhi, which have been spoken of, are the two eyes side by side in one place. The town called Vibrajita should be understood as form. In this way, the two eyes are always engaged in seeing different kinds of forms. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The two eyes are attracted by brilliant things like light. Sometimes we find that little insects are attracted by the brightness of fire and thus enter into it. Similarly, the two eyes of the living entity are attracted by bright, beautiful forms, and they are entangled in these forms exactly as the insect becomes attracted to fire. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitana Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Adadanas Trinandantai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dilisham Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Pancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhu vebhyo patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So in this chapter, King Parchanit Bahi, he's asking Narad Muni to uncode the pastime. For several chapters now, we've been discussing all about Paranjana. And it's all an allegorical story, because he describes that he's living in a kingdom with nine gates. So that is the body. We just described the nine gates: two eyes, two nostrils, mouth, two ears, rectum, and genital. So this is considered the residence of the living entity. Because the first thing we learn from Bhagavad Gita is that one of our favorite verses, Dehinos Minyata Dehe, Komaram Juvanam Jara, Tatra Dehantara Pratir, Diras Tatra Namuyate. So here it describes two things, Dehi and Deha. Here it's in the locative sense, so it says Dehe, but the actual word is Deha. Deha means body, and Dehi means who's living inside the body. The first lesson we learn from Bhagavad Gita is that we're not this body. We're the soul situated in this body. Just like we were just listening this morning, Prabhupada was saying, we don't say I hand, we say my hand. We say my nose. Just like I remember Prabhupada said, you can take any child and say, point to your forehead, he'll point here. Point to your nose, he'll point here. Point to your mouth, he'll point here. Point to your chest, he'll point here. Point to your arm, he'll point here. And now point to yourself. And the child will go like this. He said, you just said that's your chest. Where are you? So at that moment, we can understand that we're not this body. We don't say I hand, I nose. We say my hand, my head. So there must be two different things. Just like if I say this is my glasses, then you see very clearly there's two things. There's me and there's my glasses. There's two things. So if I say my body, there must be something else that possesses the body. That is the spirit soul. His body is just like a vehicle. It's like we have our car, and in our normal talking, we say, oh, see, the car is driving down the street. But do cars drive? But see, we're so foolish, even in our ordinary language, we see the car is driving down the street. But unless a living person gets inside the car, starts the engine, grabs onto the wheel, presses the accelerator, the car doesn't go anywhere. Some person is driving the car down the street. Person is driving the car down the street. But even in ordinary language, we confuse the vehicle with the driver. Just like you may have had the experience that you're riding on a bus. And bus is going along and it's making a turn at the corner, but somebody's illegally parked too close to the corner and the bus is going to scratch. And what do? We go, eh, isn't it? We go, eh, as if we're going to feel something in our body. Because we sat within that bus for so long, now we've identified ourselves with the vehicle. So we go like that, as if we're going to feel some scratch as the bus turns. So the same way, we've been sitting inside this body for so long, and Narad Muni's been trying to get Prachinibhari by this whole story of Paranjana. He's trying to get him to understand his position, actual position of Prachinibhari. He is no different than Paranjana. Now, because we accept this body as itself, then we accept everything connected with the body. This is mine. My house, my wife, my children, my car, my bank balance, everything is mine. And we strive very heavily to try to satisfy the senses. We were just discovering these 9 different holes. They're all different senses. Actually, the body has 5 knowledge acquiring senses, just like we were discussing, the eyes, the nose, the mouth. The eyes are seeing, they're gathering knowledge. The nostrils, they're smelling, gathering knowledge. The tongue is tasting, gathering knowledge. Ears are hearing, gathering knowledge, like this. So we have 5 knowledge, then there's 5 working senses. Our hands, our legs, our genital, our rectum, the speech, the tongue has got a double function. So these 10 all connected, centered around the mind. And even the mind is not ourself. We're convinced that we're our mind. But the mind is also part of this material energy. Krishna is told in Bhagavad Gita, the bhumi apar nalo vayu kammano burivacha ahankara iti ambe prakriti as something as tada. These are my separated 8 material energies. 8. Bhumi means earth. Apo means water. Bhumi apo nalo. Earth, where water. Fire, ether, kam. Man. Man means the mind. And buddhi means the intelligence. And hankara means that point where the soul, that spirit soul, touches material energy. That is where I identify myself that I am this body. That is a hunker. We have identity. It's not that the goal is to lose our identity, but a hunker means this false ego. We have real ego, that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is told, Jivera Swarupoi Nitya Krishna Das. So by all this analogy of the body being a city with 9 gates and so many things, he's been trying to explain everything in an allegorical way to King Prachinibhari. But Prachinibhari admits that I'm not very spiritually inclined, I can't understand all these things. So now Narad Muni is making it very, very clear to him. Now what are we going to do? We have all these body, these senses, these 5 knowledge acquiring, 5 working senses, all pushing us in so many different ways. And now we are told we have to control them. How to control all these things? Even Arjun, who was so dear to Lord Krishna, he was a friend of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna became his chariot driver. Even Arjun is saying about the mind, he said, easier to catch the wind than to control the mind. Easier to catch the wind, and nobody can catch the wind. Anybody can catch the wind, no one can catch the wind. But that's easier than to control this mind. But Krishna says, abhyas. Abhyas and vairagya, by knowledge and by practice and detachment. Abhyas means practice. So we have to keep practicing and practicing and practicing. So these 2 purports and verses don't have much to talk about. So the main practice is this holy name, and we happen to be in this holy name week, so we'll glorify the holy name. Because our main practice is chanting the holy name. This engages the tongue. and the ears and the mind. Everything is engaged when we follow this process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago to give us this process. It's not that Lord Chaitanya invented something. Just nowadays, everybody invents their own idea, their own religion. Now we're probably going to go into a big recession. Who knows what's going to happen nowadays? We're all very frightened. But last time there was a big depression, and people were very in great distress. And there was one fellow, he was completely out of money. He had nothing. And he went to his friend who wasn't so bad off somehow or other. There's always some people that are not so bad off. He said, look, give me $100. When I get some money, I'll pay you back. And he thought, anyway, my friend's never going to pay me back. But anyway, he's my friend. He's in trouble. So he gave him $100. A few years later, he was walking down the street. And suddenly he saw that old friend that he'd given the $100 to. The old friend, he had a nice silk suit on, silk pants, silk suit, you know, nice gold buttons on this beautiful, very expensive pen was there in his shirt pocket, in the coat pocket. You know, his nice, fancy, shiny shoes, you know, very beautiful tie, silk tie. And he came running up to his friend. He shook his hand. He said, I'm so glad to see you. I owe you some money. He reached in his pocket and gave him, here's that $100 back with interest. He gave him $1,000. And his friend was so surprised. What did you do? What happened? He said, I started my own religion. So this is the disease, especially of Kali Yuga. But nobody wants to follow Shastra. They want to make up their own religion. But Shastra means, comes from the word Shashan, to guide. The Shastra is there to guide us back to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So we have to take guidance from Shastra. We can't speculate. So Lord Chaitanya, his process is not speculation. We know that he was always quoting one verse from Brihad Naradiya Purana, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalu nasteva 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 gatiranyata. That three times, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. Prabhupada says in the scripture, when it repeats something, it's for emphasis. Because we're Kali Yuga inmates, we're less intelligent, so we have to say things over and over and over again. So three times, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting Eva Kevalam. Kalua. In fact, it says Eva, certainly, and Kalua, Kevalam, only. Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. There's no other process, no other process, no other process. Not through karm, not through gyan, not through yoga. Now, somebody will say this is very narrow-minded. These processes are glorified throughout the scriptures. They're also bona fide processes, karm, gyan, and yoga. But there's one small word in this verse that's very important. It says Kalua, and this Kali Yuga. Because this is not actually narrow-minded, this is intelligence. Just like suppose we're sick. Do we go to the medical shop and say, give me some medicine? So what medicine do you want? Any medicine, they're all good medicines. They're all made by good companies. Give me some medicine. Do we do like that? That's not very intelligent. First, we go to the doctor. He finds out what is our disease. Then he prescribes, you take this medicine for this disease. So we're in this tiny word is there, Kalua, in this Kali Yuga. All these prasagyan, karm, yog, they're all very good processes. They're all bona fide processes. But for the specific disease of Kali Yuga, only this Hari Nam will work, be effective. So it's not a question of narrow-minded, it's a question of intelligence. The doctor is telling us that Kalua, in this Kali Yuga, all these Just let me go to the medical shops. All the medicines are good. They're all made by respectable companies, registered by the food FDA. So many things recommended by doctors are all good medicines, but we have to take the medicine for our disease. Just like, I don't know if there's any children, usually in the audience there's some children. I said, you'd like medicine? And all the children go, no. So what do? They put sugar on all the medicine so the children will take it. They put sugar on it or in it. Now suppose I am suffering from diabetes. That medicine is very bona fide medicine. It's recognized by the government, passed by the FDA. It's wonderful medicine. But for me, it will be poison. It's not meant for my disease. It's not appropriate. So therefore, the Shastra is prescribing that all these medicines are nice. But in this Kali Yuga, this chanting of the holy name will be most effective. Because other process is very, very difficult. Just like in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a nice verse. It says, Kritaya jayato Vishnu dvaparayam paricharayam tretayam Kritaya jayato Vishnu tretayam yajato makai dvaparam paricharayam kalo tad harikirtanat. The krite means satyug. In satyug, people had a lifetime of 1 lakh of years, 100,000 years. And they were much more intelligent, much more better facilities than we have. So they would follow the Vanashram system for 50 or 60,000 years. Then 40 or 50,000 years, they would spend meditating, doing dhyana, yoga. But in this Kali Yuga says our life is 100 years, but who's living to 100? Nobody's living to 100. At 45, we have our first heart attack. Then a few years after that, Ram Naam Satyahe. So we have a very short life, very difficult. No time to perform this yoga process, very difficult for us. And everything is so disturbed. Once you go to a very peaceful place, even if you go to the Himalayas, Air India is flying over the Himalayas to go to Europe or someplace. You're trying to meditate. Just like I started the temple in Dallas, Texas, way back in 1970. So one time there was one organization called Integral Yoga Institute. And they invited us to come and do kirtan and give our class. So we went there. Just so happened they were right on the flight path to land at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. So we saw that they had developed a brand new asan. Because every 5 minutes one plane was coming, the house was shaking. So it's very difficult to do this type of thing in Kali Yuga. So that was done in Krita Yuga. Krita Yajayato Vishnu. Tretayam Yajato. By Yajna and Treta Yuga, the kings, they used to give charity so many cows and gold and silver and so many things, and used to have pure ghee. Now we can't even get pure dalda. Where are we going to get pure ghee? And cow ghee, where are we going to get? Of course, in the West, it's not so hard, because nobody milks buffaloes in the West. But anyway, here we have a hard time to find pure ghee. And who can do it? The kings, they would spend lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of rupees and perform these big yagyas and invite everyone. And now we can't even get the pure ingredients to do these things. Dvaparayam paricharyam. Dvapar Yuga, we build big, big temples out of solid marble. Now we build temples out of cement because we can't afford. But you go downtown, and so all these big, big marble buildings are there for money. We can, from bank building, we can build with so much marble. For the temple, we just use cement. Very difficult in Kali Yuga. Kritaya jayato Vishnu, tretayam yajato makai, dvaparayam paricharyam kalu tad hari kirtanat. But in this Kali Yuga, the same thing, because it says kritaya Ya means that which was achieved by Dhyan in the Satya Yuga, by Yagya in the Treta Yuga, by Murti worship in the Dwapar Yuga, Kalo Tad, that same fruit you will get in Kali Yuga just by Hari Kirtanat. So again, we have Shastra telling us that this Kali Yuga is Hari Kirtan. Hari Kirtan. Even we know Maharaj Nimi, he was talking to the nine Yogendras. Specifically, I've forgotten which one it was who spoke this verse. But he was talking to the nine Yogendras. And he describes to Maharaj Nimi that Lord is known as Triyugi. This, I had a very dear friend named Triyugi Narayan, because he appears in three yugas. The Lord's incarnations are always in these three yugas, Satya, Treta, or Dwapar. But he describes, my dear king, in this age, there's this covered incarnation. Covered incarnation. They said, how does that verse start now? Asti eko mahaguna kirtan. Somehow just
kalo deshani de rajan.
Kalo desh, kalo kaler desh doshani de rajan. Asti eko mahaguna kirtanari vikrishnasya mukta sangha parambrajet. Kalo doshani de. Nidhi means ocean. And dosh means fault. This Kali Yuga is ocean of faults. Asti eko mahaguna. But still, there's one great quality. Are, how is it possible? When it's an ocean of faults, maybe some tiny quality will come, but he says mahaguna. Now, what does that mean? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Just by Krishna Kirtan, specifically even just Krishna Kirtan. And we know that one of the 10 offenses to the holy name is to consider the names of the demigods on the same level as Krishna or Vishnu. So, kalo tad hari kir, kirtanariva krishnasya, Krishna kirtan ki dvara, mukta sangha, not only you get mukti, parambrajed, you will go to that parambraj, you will go to the brajadam. And specifically, although the ordinary fruit of chanting the holy name is liberation, but in this age, because of this covered incarnation that they also talk about, Krishna Varanam Tisa Krishna Sangopanga Saparshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praye Jantihi Sumedasa. Krishna Varanam. Now, Varn has several meanings. One, we could take it as to describe. Varnan means to describe. So that covered incarnation of Kali Yuga, it's describing him, Krishna Varna. He's always talking about Krishna. Or Varna, we can take it as category. He's Krishna himself. He's Krishna Varna, just like we have Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, different categories. But Lord Chaitanya, he's Krishna Varna. He's in the category of Krishna. He's Krishna himself. The next verse says, Tvasa Krishnam, but he's Akrishna. Now, what is this? First, you're telling he's Krishna. Now, you're telling he's Akrishna. We know that Krishna's name, just like here in our temple in Vrindavan, Radha, Shama Sundar. Shama means blackish. But twist means luster. This incarnation in Kali Yuga, he will be Akrishna. He will be golden complexion. Krishna Varna Jasa Krishna Sangopa Angastra Parashadam. And he will be accompanied. First it says Astra. But we don't see any weapon in Lord Chaitanya's hands. He's raising his hands to the sky. shouting out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hand is empty. Hand is completely empty. No chakra, no parsu, no dhanush like Lord Ram. Nothing in his hands. His weapon is the holy name itself. And instead of killing, because otherwise we'd have to kill everybody. Everyone in Kali Yuga is useless quality. We're all asur. We have asuri bhav. So instead of killing the asuras in this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, he's killing their asuri bhav. This chanting will, just like we sing that verse, Jeto Darpana Marjana, my heart will be cleansed. That asuri bhav will be driven out. So Krishna Varanuntasa, Sangopang Astra, Parsharam. Parsad, he has all his associates. Balaram came, everyone came. Lord Nityananda is Balaram, Advaita Prabhu is Mahavishnu, like this. All of, he's surrounded by all his associates. Lord Nityananda has his 12 Gopals, surrounded by all his associates. Krishna Varanuntasa, Krishna, Sangopang Astra, Parsharam. Yagyai Sankirtana prayer. And he'll always be doing this chanting of the holy name. This is Yagyai Sankirtana prayer. Yajantihi Sumeda. Sa Meda means intelligence. Sumeda, who's got good intelligence, not Kumeda. Ku means crooked. Who's got Sumeda, he will take to this chanting of Harinam. So all throughout the scriptures is telling us over and over again, this Kali Yuga, you take shelter of this chanting of the holy name. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam, after 17,999 verses, the 18,000th verse is very special. After 17,999 verses, the Bhagavatam makes a declaration and falls silent. Nama Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamu Dukha Samana Tamnami Harim Param. Nama Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. It's yelling out after the 18,000th verse is yelling, Nam Sankirtana Sarva Papa Pranashanam, will destroy all the sins of the chanter. Pranama, and by offering obeisance to the Lord whose name destroys all sin, dukkha samanas, all misery is taken away because Harim Param, he's the Supreme Lord Hari. So after 18,000 verses, Bhagavatam is telling us to just chant the holy name. Also telling, Nama Sankirtana Yadhi Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranama Dukkha Samanas Tam Namami Harim Param. So in this way, as we're talking about the senses, so all the senses are engaged. This Nam Sankirtan brother, most of the senses are engaged. Especially if we light some incense and the nose is also, we offer it to Krishna. Then this tongue is vibrating the name, this ear is hearing the name, the eyes are seeing the beautiful picture of the deity of the Lord, or seeing Tulsi Devi. Early in the morning after Mangalarti we chant, we see Tulsi Devi. Nose is smelling the incense. All the senses are involved to get us to help poor Kali Yuga inmates like ourselves concentrate. Because this is the glory of Bhakti Yoga. We don't say that you stop anything. Here is describing in the verse we were studying at the beginning of the lecture, the same Prabhupada describing how by the eyes that are situated right next to each other, we're attracted by shiny things. And he gives the example of insect. Insect sees a fire, he flies into the fire and burns to death. So we're all these different forms are attracting our senses. The nose wants to smell something nice, the tongue wants to taste something nice, the eyes want to see something nice. Like that, all the senses are pushing and pushing us from all sides. And now we're telling you how to control. How to control? Krishna is given nice way, just like we sing every day. Krishna Bodhadoya. He's very merciful. He's given this wonderful process of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means you take those same senses that are bothering us and bothering us like anything. Pulling us in every different direction. We take those same senses and we engage them in the service of the Lord. We use our, first of all, we always hear that the tongue is the most important. It's the most uncontrollable. So the tongue, we use for chanting the holy name of Krishna and describing the glories of Krishna. It's like we're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the evening, we recite Srimad Bhagavatam is a special, that's about Krishna. In the evening, we study Srimad Bhagavatam and vibrate those sounds with our tongue. That is by Krishna. Krishna. It's called Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's own song. One is about Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada just translated the beautiful story of the personality of Godhead. And Bhagavad Gita, the song of God. So this tongue is engaged, first of all, in chanting. And then next business of the tongue is tasting. We want to taste so many things. So we don't say stop eating. We don't say that. We say you eat only what the nice vegetarian food, but first offered to Krishna. After it's offered to Krishna, it becomes spiritual. Of course, we shouldn't overeat in the name of prasadam. Of course, in the beginning, that's why Prabhupada had started his Sunday love feast just to attract us. Because we're in a difficult situation. The whole world is attracting us by our senses. So if we can't become attracted to the Lord by our senses, we're in a very awkward position. So Prabhupada attracted all the young people with the Sunday love feast. You give up all these dead bodies. Don't eat warmed up over dead bodies. Eat nice Krishna prasadam offered to Krishna with love. So special. Even I remember when I went to open a temple was already there. I took over the temple in Portland, Oregon, in northeast corner of the U.S. And one godbrother came to help out. He was married, so he was looking for a place to stay. So while they were looking for a place to stay, they were staying with his wife's grandmother. So they made a little altar in her living room and they used to offer everything. And they'd always give granny some Mahaprasad. One time they came home and she was talking on the phone and she was telling one of her old lady friends, she said, "And you know, Mabel, food even tastes better when it's offered to Krishna." Even a completely, she wasn't atheist, but she wasn't particularly religious. Completely ordinary person could taste something is different about this food that's been offered to Krishna. And we said the nose wants to smell something, so we offer Krishna incense at the lotus feet of Krishna. We offer beautiful flowers, just like you go on the ISKCON Vrindavan page on Facebook, and you can see every day the darshan. So incredible garlands. You can see, and so beautiful scent is coming, but that has been offered to Krishna. Spiritualized scent. But we're not saying don't stop smelling, but you smell the incense offered to the Lord, the flowers offered to the Lord. We don't say stop seeing. Just like Prabhupada told us, I remember in LA, Prabhupada was telling, for the yoga practice, one has to keep his eyes half closed and half open. If you keep them wide open, then you'll be distracted by all this thing out here. And if you keep them completely closed, Prabhupada said, I saw so many yogis. They're not in samadhi, they're in sleeping. But we don't say like that. We say, don't look at the nonsense thing. You come see the beautiful form of the Lord in the temple decorated with so beautiful flower garlands, so beautiful altars, so beautiful cloth, with so much beautiful embroidery, beautiful crowns, beautiful effulgences. You come see the Lord or his pure devotee. So we don't say stop seeing, we said, but see transcendental things. We don't say stop hearing. You stop hearing all this disco song. You hear the nice bhajans about Krishna. In the beginning, when it was heavy lockdown, then we could go on YouTube and listen to all the wonderful bhajan singers of the world sing so many beautiful bhajans of Krishna. So we don't say stop hearing, but you hear stop hearing this nonsense stuff. You start hearing about Krishna. So this way we have our feet. We don't say stop dancing. Do you stop this disco dance? You dance the nice Swami step. Prabhupada taught us how to do the Swami step. So we have our hands. We use the hands to clean the temple of the Lord. Just like one time, there was one very poor man. And he saw the one rich man. He gave nice golden crown for the Lord, beautiful golden ornaments, silk cloth to make posak outfits for the Lord. And the poor man was thinking, I'm a poor man, I don't have anything. What can I do? So he went to the sadhu and he was crying that the rich man is giving so nice thing, he's doing so. I have nothing, what can I give? So the sadhu said, you take a knife and you cut off your left hand and give it to me. I'll give you 20,000 rupees. He said, cut off my hand? He said, all right, I'll give you 50,000. Cut off my hand? All right, I'll give you 1 lakh. I'll give you 5 lakhs. And the sadhu said, you're telling you don't have anything to offer to the Lord. You're not ready to give me your left hand for 5 lakhs of rupees, and you've got 2 hands. You go there, take the broom and sweep the Lord's floor. So with our hands, we can sweep the Lord's floor. In this way, we engage all of the senses in the service of the Lord. All of the senses become engaged in the service of the Lord. So this is the beauty of bhakti yoga. We don't try to control the senses artificially. But we engage them all. We Krishnaize everything. We engage all the senses in service of the Lord. And then we become, then they actually become naturally controlled. This is actually better position. Just like when I was in school, I don't know nowadays, but when I was in school, when someone was misbehaving, then the teacher would put them on a dunce stool. We call it a dunce stool, a little high seat, sit in the corner, don't speak, don't move, don't do anything like that. So at least he stopped from his nonsense activities, nothing positive. So like that, yoga system means you sit down and you stop everything. So you're stopped from it, but there's nothing positive. But for the good student, the teacher says, all right, today you stand up and you be the monitor for the class. Positive. The Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is a positive joy of spiritual life. We don't stop anything. Even we say, you can use all of your senses. Use your generating sense to create children who will love God. We say don't that you have to give up your wife and child. No, you create children, but children who are not like cats and dogs, but who know the value of life and know how to bow down before the Lord and bow down before His pure devotee. So all of the senses can be engaged in Krishna's service. This is the beauty of bhakti yoga. So we were talking about all the senses. So this way, this is bhakti yoga is a very simple, natural process. So we'll tell a little Krishna Leela. One time, you may know that Radharani goes every day to cook for Krishna in Nandagam. She has benediction from Durvas Rishi that whoever tastes her cooking will never get any disease and will live for a long time. So when the Brijvasis heard this, they insisted that Radharani has to cook for Krishna, then he won't get corona, he'll live for a long time, and we'll all be very happy. And every day he comes, Madhya Yasoda just, every day she comes, Madhya Yasoda thinks she would be just a perfect match for my little Lala. She would be such a perfect match for my little Lala. So one day she couldn't help herself. Every day she embraced Radharani. This time she embraced Radharani and she put turmeric, smeared turmeric all over Radharani's hands. Now, those of you from India, you understand what this means. It's now the girl is engaged. Huh? And Madhya Yasoda looked at Radharani, you know what this means? And Radharani says, no, this means now you're engaged to Krishna. You're going to get married with Krishna. I said, married? I don't know if I'm ready for marriage. I'm just a little cowherd girl. I run in the forest and play. I don't know about this marriage business. Wait a minute. And she slipped out of Madhya Yasoda's hands and she ran down the road to Barsana. And she thought, now if anybody sees my hands, they'll know what's happened. So before she got to Barsana, there was a kun. She went down and she began to wash her hands in that kun. And all the yellow began to come in the kun. In fact, her bhav began to go into that kun. She was washing. Lalita Sakhi came and said, if you don't stop, the whole kun became completely yellow. This yellow, luscious substance was bouncing against the walls of the kun and floating back. And he says, you're going to turn the whole of Braj yellow. You're going to give your entire bhav to Braj. You better stop. And we know once you get yellow in your hands, you can't get it off. The whole kun became yellow, so it became known as Pili Poker. So what happened was Nandanandan was herding his cows. And he came by. One of his calves was missing. And he was looking here and there for that calf, and he was absorbed in the search. And he didn't notice that the kund had changed. Then he stopped and said, wait a minute. He backed up. He looked at the kund, it was bright yellow. He said, my goodness, I never saw a yellow kund here before. And something about this golden color is just attracting me like anything. I don't know what it is. He went down, he put his face down to the water. He said, what is this yellow thing? So then he stepped into the water. As soon as he touched that water, electric shock went through his whole body. He became absorbed in Radharani's bhav. And he said, what is this? Yellow, luscious yellow substance. He began to go farther and farther down into the kun. One step, two steps, up to his belly, up to his chest, up to his neck. Finally, went completely under the water, completely absorbed in this yellow, luscious yellow substance in the kun. Only you could see Krishna's peacock feather above the water that showed the path he was taking. Then he came out of the water, his whole body had also become golden. Not only his body become golden, he had the bhava of Radharani. And having the bhava of Rani, he was thinking, where is Krishna? And Krishna himself was crying, oh Krishna, where are you? Oh Prananath, where are you? And all the trees and birds and bees, the deer came and they were watching this. They became stunned. Seeing this transformation, Krishna became golden. And he began to cry. Torrents of tears were flowing from his eyes. And he was just weeping and weeping and weeping. Oh, Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? Krishna himself searching for Krishna. But like all potions, eventually the potion began to wear off. And then Krishna's body again attained its blackish hue. And he began to look again for his lost calf. So this is how this one beautiful kun right near Barsana, just near the road down the canal. You go down the canal and usually you turn left into the parking area. If you turn right across the canal, there's a Jamuna canal there, and go there a little ways across the canal, then you'll find this beautiful kun. Even today is sort of yellowish color. This is called Pili Poker. Most of you know Pili means yellow. Pili Poker. Poker comes from, actually, when you go on Navadip Mandal Prikama, then everywhere we go, when we come to a kun, they don't call it a kun, they call it Pukur. Pukur. So the Brijvasis have corrupted it into Poker. So this is Pili Poker, very beautiful kun. So we have a few minutes left. I'll put my voice to rest here. If anybody has any questions, we'll try to answer their questions. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for this opportunity to serve all of you from all different parts.
I just got this on right.
Hare Krishna Dinavandu Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and for giving such a beautiful story in Bhakti Yoga and also how we have to use our senses in simple and natural process. That was so great, Prabhuji. I request all the devotees, if they have any questions or realization for Prabhuji, They can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna.
My name is Shyama Gauri. I am from Charlotte. Thank you for your class, Prabhuji. It was really, really good. And we love your stories like Vrindavan, how you tell. It's really amazing, Prabhuji.
Stories are Krishna's stories.
Yes.
They're amazing because of Krishna, not because of me.
Yes, Prabhuji. That's so nice of you. So you were talking about like, you know, the yogis, they are like not in the samadhi, they are might be sleeping. So can you speak a little more about samadhi? What is the samadhi stage and how to obtain it?
Well, samadhi actually means absorption in one thing. So Prabhupada said ours is practical samadhi. The yogis are trying to shut out all of their senses and just become absorbed in the self in Brahm. And very, as the way I described, it's very, very difficult, especially for us in Kali Yuga, completely impossible for us. But Prabhupada said, we're engaged in practical samadhi. We're cooking for Krishna, we're painting for Krishna, we're having children for Krishna. Everything is centered around Krishna, so that is practical. We're talking about Krishna, we're hearing about Krishna, singing about Krishna, dancing for Krishna. So that is practical samadhi. We're distributing books for Krishna. We're running around trying to get people. We get the Make People Fortunate app. We can get people to chant Hare Krishna on our telephone and zap up the video to the Kirtan ministry. So we're doing, everything is centered on Krishna. So this is practical samadhi. Prabhupada said we have to mold ourselves, our lives in such a way that everything becomes Krishnaized. Then we're in practical samadhi. We chant Hare Krishna, we talk about Krishna, we read about Krishna, we smell Krishna's incense, we smell Krishna's flowers. This is practical samadhi, especially for us in Kali Yuga. Is that okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
My name is Akshita and I have one question. It was a very nice pastime and I had one question of the pastime. Why did like Nandanandan was saying like Krishna, Krishna, because he was Krishna himself, right? Or...
Because he was completely, Radharani had washed her whole bhav into the kund. So Krishna became so absorbed. This is the first hint of Lord Chaitanya's appearance in Kali Yuga. Lord Krishna became completely golden. So we know that he took on the bhav and the luster of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani is always looking for Krishna. So Krishna was in that mood of Radharani because he turned golden with her, not just golden, outside, but inside also, he became just like Radharani, calling out for Krishna. And that's how we should chant this holy name week. We should chant like that, like Radharani looking for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Dinbandhu Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Oh, Pradumna, nice to see you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Nice pastime you have talked about Pili Pakor. But I thought you were going to talk something about Vrindakun or our favorite bhajan, Radhe Brajaman Sukhakari, Radhe Shyam Shyam Shyam. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Nice to you. Nice.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Radhe Shyam.
Well, you invite me back, we'll talk about Vrindakun next time.
Sure, sure. In Baltimore, I will... in Karthik time. So you can talk about Vrindavan, Vrindakun pastime.
And even before Karthik, this Purushottam month is so auspicious.
Sure,
you get a group of people together and and right. advertise it, and we'll speak about Krishna.
Certainly, I will do it, Prabhu. Definitely. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Radhe Shyam Sundar ki jai.
Temple is open now?
Temple is open, but still we are under corona, you know, so everybody has to wear the mask and
yeah, of course.
Distance, we are keeping the distance 6 feet. So that way is okay.
Limited.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Jai Radhe.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. This is Amrita from Atlanta. So, Prabhu, we had the fortune of meeting you last year during Vrindavan Parikrama, Vraj Mandal Parikrama, and we were present there for Vrinda Devi's wedding ceremony that was elaborately conducted by you. And we had the fortune of even having the prasadam, wedding prasadam, and we had really very nice arrangements made by you. And we remember it so much and hold them close to our heart. So this year, unfortunately, we are not able to come, obviously, for COVID reasons. So how do we carry, how do we still make ourselves feel like we are in Vraj Mandal Parikrama? Of course, we can have memories, but are there any tips so that we still are able to carry those, carry Vrindavan and Vraj Mandal in our hearts and spend
the mass?
Yes, Prabhu.
That's why Prabhupada has written Krishna book. So we can read all these pastimes, and we have so many beautiful bhajans like Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. You chant that one, and you'll go on complete Braj Prakrama. You'll see all the places coming like slideshow in the heart. Jaya Brisabhanu, Jaya. Like that, you'll see all the places come in your heart like slideshow. So you read Krishna book.
So, Prabhu, you are in Vrindavan now, near Vrindakund, or where are you, Prabhu, now?
We're here in Vrindavan.
Very nice.
Happily locked in with Krishna and Balaram.
Fortunate you, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu, and please bless all of us. As you said,
Hare
yes.
Hare Krishna. Indeed.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, thank you so much for a wonderful class. We are always looking forward to your class. We just love to hear from you, especially the pastimes of Vrindavan. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Prabhuji, will there be any virtual Vrindavan Parikrama this year? Are there any?
I don't know. I haven't figured out what's going to happen yet.
Okay.
We're just waiting to see what happens.
Okay.
Maybe that's the idea. Maybe we'll have virtual prakramas. Let's see.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Do you have a little more time?
Yeah, of course.
So, can you tell one more pastime?
Okay, I'll finish that one. Because as I told, Radharani's hands, once you get turmeric, haldi, you can't get it out. So she tried to hide her hands. And she went up to the palace, but everybody had seen the kun turn yellow coming from Radharani's hands. Everyone understood, since she was coming from Nandagan, she must have been engaged to Sri Nandanandan. So they all ran to Kirtida and Prisabhanu, and they said, this is wonderful news. And Radharani came in hiding her hands under her dupatta. And Mother Kirtita pulled him out. And she saw this, you know, and Radharani was very frightened. And she said, oh, this is wonderful. So then they thought, now to signal their acceptance of the betrothal, they have to send some valuable gift to Nandagam. So they sent a servant with a big tray of valuable gifts. Jewels and so many things. And everyone from Nandagam saw this tray coming. They understood that this means that that Brisabhanu Maharaj has accepted the betrothal. And everyone began to run up to Nanda Bhavan to congratulate Nanda and Yasoda. And Nanda and Yasoda, they looked at this tray of valuable jewels with so many pearls. And they were thinking, now we have to send something back to signal that it's complete. We have to give a gift. But this is invaluable pearls. Where are we going to get such pearls to give in gift? And Nandalala, he was sitting listening to Nanda Maharaj worry like that to Mother Yasoda. So, but he, all his house, his palace became filled up with people. He was busy taking care of all of his guests. When all the guests were taken care of, they turned around, they saw the pearls were gone from all the jewelry. They had all been plucked out. They knew one person in the whole world can do this. So Nandalala came home and Nanda Baba sat him on his lap and said, Lala, you won't get any trouble and I will give you lots of sweets. You just tell me what happened to all the pearls. No, Baba, I'm not trying to hide anything. I planted them in the field you plowed today. Are they murk, Lala? Pearls don't grow on the ground. They come from the ocean. Huh? No, Baba, this is Braj. I know they grow. Come with me. He took him by the finger and took him out. And beautiful little pearl creepers were crawling up the kadamba trees. And little flowers were coming. And the flowers fell off. And beautiful pastel-colored pearls began to form where the flowers had been. And there was so many thousands and thousands of pearls. He filled up a whole bullock cart to send to Brisavana. When Brisavana received this, then they knew this is it. It's final. Radha and Krishna are going to get married. And Mother Purnamasi, she was watching this whole Leela because she's the one, she's Yogamaya in Braj. She's the one who organizes all the Leelas along with Vrindadevi. Every day at Vrindakun, they plan them all out. But this Leela took on a life of its own. So, and she said, if Radha and Krishna get married, then it'll just be ordinary married life because they perform their, we sing every time, Parakiya Bhave Brajete Prachar. They perform their Leela in Parakiya Bhav. This has to be very carefully understood. There's no question of anything, even Parakiya, in relation to Radha and Krishna, because Radha and Krishna are one. But just the excitement, the rasulas is more intense in this type of relationship. So that's the most intense. This is the crown jewel of Gaudiya Siddhant. This Parakiya Bhav, Radha and Krishna's pastimes. If they get married, then it'll be ordinary, just like ordinary queen of Dwarka. He said, now what am I going to do? And she was thinking, because this whole pastime just took a life of its own. And she didn't know what to do. Then she thought, oh, because Purnamasi is the guru of all the Brishvasis. They won't do anything without consulting guru. So they all came to Purnamasi to get her permission. And Purnamasi is a famous Jyotish astrologer. And she said, well, actually, I've been studying the stars. This time is very, very inauspicious for marriage. If anybody is married at this time, they will fight like anything. Their marriage will break. It's not an auspicious time. We should wait because after all, there's still little children anyway. Huh? There's plenty of time. We should wait for some auspicious time. In this way, gradually, she unwound the whole pastime down and stopped Radha and Krishna from being married and just preserve the Parakiya Bhav, which is the jewel of Gaudiya Siddhant. Hare Krishna. Sri Sri Radha Krishna ki jai.
Hey.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you so much. Very, very nectarian past tense. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
so
you,
we'll
Prabhuji.
Put our voice.
Hare yes? Krishna. Hi.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening us
Krishna
on this.
Prabhuji, Dhanvat
okay,
Pranam.
There's our
all glory
Radhika.
All glories to your service. Thank you.
Okay.
Sita Mataji, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I thought I got cut off. Yes, Mataji. Can you hear me, Mataji? Is it audible?
Yes.
Yes,
yes,
yes. Mataji.
Everyone.
Yes. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. And it is really nice. It's not only your class, Prabhu. We follow your Facebook page also. And and we wanted to be so grateful to you because you post the daily happenings in Raja also. So when the, I remember when the Purushottam Mass was starting, you posted about the Rangoli designs, which they do it in Braj. And we applied that same to teach the kids also, that this is
oh,
the festival, which is...
That was Pitri Paksh.
Yeah, Pitri Paksh, right. So yeah, so then we did that with the
Sanji.
Kids in the, right. So the teachers are there on the call also, so they help the kids to understand what the festival is. and they taught the kids different types of rangolis with different types of material they used, because everybody might not have the rangoli over here in US. Yes. So it was really nice, and thank you so much for your posts on Facebook as well. It just gives us the as if we are seeing what is happening in Raj. So I really, right. really thankful for your yeah. everything, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Okay, so we'll put our voice to rest here. It's getting late.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your very enlightening class today. And we are very grateful to you, Prabhuji. And we look forward for your association. If nobody have any questions, we can end the call here. Let's pay our obeisances to the Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpataru yasya krupa sindhu bhyai vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo grantat srimad bhagavatam ki jai. All times ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai. He is Dinabandha Prabhuji ki jai. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.